How to build trust without acting entitled to access trust is one of the most important words in reentry and restoration chaplaincy. But trust cannot be demanded, it cannot be rushed, it cannot be claimed because you have a title, a credential, a Bible, or a good heart. Trust is built over time through consistent, respectful presence. Many people re-entering society after incarceration have learned to be cautious. Some have been betrayed, some have been used, some have experienced systems where every word was evaluated, documented, punished, or misunderstood. Some have been helped by caring people, but others have learned that helpers sometimes disappear when life gets complicated. So the reentry and restoration chaplain must not act entitled to access. You are not entitled to someone's story. You are not entitled to their trust. You are not entitled to private conversation. You are not entitled to pray out loud for them. You are not entitled to know their charges, family situation, recovery history, or court requirements. You are invited into trust by patience, humility, and faithfulness. One way to build trust is to be consistent. Show up when you said you would. Keep appropriate commitments. Stay calm when someone is guarded. Do not punish silence. Do not shame hesitation. Do not make a person perform gratitude because you are trying to help. Another way to build trust is to use permission-based language. You might say, "Would it be helpful to talk for a few minutes? Would you like prayer today, or would you prefer I simply listen? Would it be okay if I shared a scripture that has encouraged others in hard transitions? Would you like me to connect you with someone on the team who knows more about that resource?" These questions honor the person's agency. Trust also grows when chaplains know their limits. A trustworthy chaplain does not pretend to be a lawyer, counselor, case manager, employer, housing provider, parole officer, or emergency responder. A trustworthy chaplain says, "That is outside my role, but I want to help you find the right person to talk to." That kind of honesty builds credibility. What breaks trust? Gossip, overpromising, secret meetings, flirtation, unsafe rides, money confusion, pressuring people to share, using someone's testimony too soon, talking down to people, acting shocked by their past, acting like restoration should be quick. The chaplain's goal is not to get fast access. The goal is faithful presence. In this ministry field, slow trust is often strong trust. A returning citizen may not open up the first time, or the second time, or even the tenth time, but they may be watching to see whether you stay steady. Build trust by being clear, kind, consistent, safe, and humble.